Well, the rest of the story. The jury foreman stood up. He said, "We find the defendant guilty. Guilty as charged. Guilty of stabbing a woman to death with a pocket knife." Sentencing followed swiftly. Bill Cogut, K-O-G-U-T, Bill Cogut, was to be taken to San Quentin Penitentiary, where on an appointed date he would be hanged. Did the condemned man have anything to say? Indeed, he did. With steely eyes riveted on the judge, Bill Cogut declared, "I will not be hanged." Yet could anyone present in that court that day have imagined the rest of the story? Well, the word reached San Quentin even before Bill Cogut did. The new prisoner on death row, cell 1651, a potential suicide. He had practically dared the authorities to stop him from killing himself. So cell 1651 was combed for anything and everything which Bill Cogut might use to do away with himself. Anything sharp enough to sever a blood vessel? Removed. Anything long and strong enough to strangle a man? Removed. At last the cell was ready. The prisoner was ushered in. "You can forget cheating the hangman," the guard told him, and that was that. "I have just one request," Bill Cogut told the guard. The guard, with no small degree of suspicion, asked what that might be, and Bill answered, "A deck of cards." "There's no harm in that," the guard said, and for the rest of the day, Bill Cogut sat quietly in his cell playing solitaire. As the day of his execution drew nearer, prison authorities grew increasingly concerned. The guards were asked if they were certain that Bill Cogut was not up to something, because he had said that they would never be able to kill him. The answer was always that the convicted killer just sat in his cell playing solitaire by the hour. Certainly seemed innocent enough. Had he asked for anything unusual? No. The only thing he'd said he wanted was playing cards. But then near dawn, October 9, this was 1930, days before Bill Cogut was scheduled to be hanged, October 9, a terrific explosion rocked San Quentin Prison. Prisoners tumbled from their cots, alarms were triggered, guards scrambled to their posts. The deafening sound was heard for miles around, and its source was cell 1651, Bill Cogut's cell. And Bill Cogut was dead. An investigation revealed to the astonishment of all what had happened. Bill Cogut, determined to avoid death at anyone's hands but his own, had made a pipe bomb. He had made it from the hollow iron leg of his bunk. He had made the bomb from the hollow iron leg of his bunk. He had detonated the device using the small oil heater in his cell. Now the explosive. Where in the world did he get sufficient explosive? Trinitrocellulose. Trinitrocellulose, which the prisoner had processed from the red parts, the diamonds and the hearts, which he had torn from his otherwise innocuous deck of playing cards. The official records of the state of California reflect 6 decades ago a killer named Cogut was brought to justice. Of course, that is so. Only now you know the rest of the story.